You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
This is The Space Show. Launched in 1977, the Voyager 2 spacecraft flew past the planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and is now 19.9 billion kilometres from Earth. On July the 21st, a series of commands were sent to Voyager 2 from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, and that was via the Deep Space and Network antenna at Tidbin Villa. An error in the command caused Voyager 2's antenna to point 2 degrees away from Earth. As a result, Voyager 2 was unable to receive commands or transmit data back to Earth. The Canberra antenna sent a more powerful than usual signal to Voyager 2. 37 hours later, on August the 4th, the spacecraft began returning science and telemetry data, confirming that the command to reorient had been successfully received and obeyed. We'll have this little short feature on the Voyager 2 mission.
In the late summer of 1977, two unmanned spacecraft, Voyager 1 and 2, lifted off from Cape Canaveral atop Titan Centaur rockets. Traveling uninterrupted through interstellar space, the Voyagers will endure forever, long after everything man has ever built has crumbled into dust. In the event the spacecraft encounter alien intelligence, both Voyagers carry a copper phonograph record, a message, celebrating the sights and sounds of Earth.
And friendly wishes.
These unique discs contain photographs of everyday life, as well as voices, offering greetings in 55 languages. There are also animal noises, the music of Beethoven and Chuck Berry, a baby crying, laughter, rain, and a heartbeat. All of the planets in Voyager's path were in perfect alignment, something that occurs only once every 176 years. The spacecraft were in position to visit all four of the outer planets. A grand slam, an interplanetary home run.
Now, William has written a poem. William comes from the Trinity Anglican School at White Rock, and it's the saga of a solar system space probe. Of course, you can guess which one he's written about.
Saga of a Solar System Space Probe by William. Blasting off from our homeland Earth out to look for some brand new turf. Passing by the red planet Mars, out towards the unexplored stars. Past Phobos and Deimos, two irregular moons, the most dangerous stage of my voyage is soon. NASA is happy the trip is a success. Should we travel on further? The director says, yes. Jupiter's next. With its swirling storm, the marbled surface is far from warm, bobbing and weaving and learning their pattern out of the asteroid belt towards Saturn. Sampling the gas giant's rings of dust using its gravity, gaining more thrust. Then off tilt Uranus, with crystals of ice, mission control says, those pictures are nice. Most planets are named after gods of Rome. My journey has taken me far from home. My mission is over. I've run out of fuel. Now all this knowledge you'll learn in school. Finally, Neptune. The end of the line. Since I blasted off, I've had a wondrous time. Down through the atmosphere, crash. Bang. Boom. Plummeting down to my freezing cold doom.
There are some interesting cultural connections with the Voyager 2 mission.
Welcome to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. I'm Jari Cook. I'm the Voyager media rep. So we're here to celebrate the anniversary of NASA's Voyager mission. And just so you know the exact dates, Voyager 2 launched on August 20th, 1977, and Voyager 1 launched on September 5th, 1977. And just to give you some perspective on how long these workhorses have been going, here are some cultural landmarks from 1977, fresh from the internet today. Okay. Jimmy Carter was inaugurated as president. The first Star Wars movie hit the theaters. The first albums in a new genre known as punk rock were being released. The Bee Gees released the song How Deep Is Your Love. And the first Apple II computers went on sale. And today's smallest iPod Nano, here's a fun fact for you, an 8 gigabyte iPod Nano has about 100,000 times the memory of Voyager. So that'll put things in perspective a little bit.
This is The Space Show.